May we love one another with all our hearts. Amen. Rogation Sunday invites us to imagine how we might become better caretakers of God's gift of creation, and to remember that we are also caretakers of our neighborhood and parish. So my hope for our Rogation Sunday liturgy is to create connections of reverence and love, and to help us see how we are rooted in time and place, and that we be reminded that what we put in the earth now flows through our bodies, and when we come to worship, the earth comes with us in our veins and in our bones. And the whole of Easter is also about us remembering that God equips us with the tools to help others, and how God helps us to recognize the gifts we have to help others, and that we do have the courage to use these gifts. Elizabeth Dunn is a researcher on what makes happier humans. And her original research was published in Science in an article called "Spending Money on Others Promotes Happiness." But over time, Dunn realized there was a catch. It matters how we help. Her own thinking began to shift from giving as only a moral obligation to giving as a source of pleasure. And one of her first studies was with two-year-olds. And the experiment was to measure the toddler's emotional reactions around receiving and giving. So her and her fellow researchers used the toddler equivalent of gold, goldfish crackers. And the toddlers would be given a giant pile of goldfish crackers for themselves. And then they would be asked to share some of their goldfish with a monkey puppet. And the research showed that the toddlers were pretty happy when they got all of their goldfish. And they were happier when they got to give some away. And Dunn also discovered that this warm glow of giving persists into adulthood. When her team analyzed surveys from more than 200,000 adults across the globe, they saw that nearly a third of the world's population reported giving at least some money to charity in the past month. And what was remarkable was that in every region of the world, people who gave money to charity were happier than those who did not, even after taking into account their own personal financial situations. And Dunn, for all her research, she herself, she admitted she wasn't doing much in the way of charitable giving. And she resolved to fix this. And she decided she wanted to give to charities that help Syrian refugees. And she learned about an organization called the Group of Five. And the Canadian government allows any five Canadians to privately sponsor a family of refugees. And you have to raise enough money to support the family for an entire year. And then the family will get on a plane and come to your city. So after almost 2 years of paperwork and waiting, she learned that her Syrian family would be arriving in Vancouver in less than 6 weeks. And the family had four sons and one daughter. So she and the others were racing around to find a house for them to live in. And they found a house, but it needed a lot of work. So she got her friends to come out on evenings and weekends, and they painted and they cleaned and they fixed and they put furniture together. Where before, if she and her friends had been asked to donate 15 hours a month to help out with the refugee crisis, she was pretty sure they would have said no. But as soon as they took their family to their new home in Vancouver, They all had the same realization. They were going to do whatever it took to help make this family happy and successful. So this experience made her think a little more deeply and differently about her research. So back in her lab, she'd seen the benefits of giving spike when people felt a real sense of connection with those they were helping and could easily envision the difference they were making in these individuals' lives. And what Dunn found was that when we create meaningful connections between people, we are able to find ways to handle situations that can feel very overwhelming. And she concluded with, "We're used to thinking about giving as something we should do, and it is. But in thinking about it this way, we're missing out on one of the best parts of being human, that we have evolved to find joy in helping others." And so here is Jesus at the pool, standing beside a blind and paralyzed man who had been waiting years to make his way into the waters of the healing pool. The man had been there trying for years to get his body into the pool when the waters were stirred up. And the people would walk right past him as though he didn't even exist. But Jesus sees the man. And Jesus can tell the man has been lying by this pool for years. So Jesus talks to him and tells him to stand up, take his mat, and walk. And once the man realizes he's been healed, the man, he gets up and he begins to walk about. The whole of Easter is remembering that God equips us with the tools to help others. And God helps us recognize the gifts we have to help others, and that we have the courage to use these gifts. God has created us to find joy in helping others. We are happier when we create connections of reverence and love. Jesus models for us having this love and courage to help others, even when it can feel overwhelming. Amen.